I left school at 14 and I went to work at Fowler's, Hunslet, this team. And I passed my apprenticeship there as a brass finisher. I went all through the lathes, the shapers, drills, the lathes, and then you ended 2 years finishing on the bench, as we called it. I went to night school at Pontefract, what we call the Four Lane Ends, a college there, to learn all the trade. In those days, you had to pay to go to night school, and I used to ride on the bike, and if you put so many appearances in, I think you got your money back or half, something like that. But the foundry was up at Leithley Road, Leithley, L-E-A-T-H-L-E-Y, Leithley Road in Hunslet. You know when the groundnut scheme was on, the Labour government? Well, they made a big gyro tiller, as they called it, for the government to go out to Africa. And it was a great big machine they made. They made their own engine and this big machine, and it had two great big tillers on the back. After they'd built it, they stripped it and sent some men out there from Fowler's, built it up again, to churn all the, after they pulled the trees down, to churn all the land up. And that's, I remember making that.
And was working on the brass fittings quite a good part of a good apprenticeship?
Oh, yes, because I went on the shapers and things, you know, the smaller machines. Then you work your way up onto the centre lathes and then the turret lathes. And then you go on the bench for your final 2 years, learning how to work metal and do.
And did you have much to do with the construction of the steam engines?
No. With the diesel engines, occasionally, I would be asked to make parts, you know, either on the machine or somewhere to be fit on the machine. They made their own diesel engine, but it didn't come to much at all.
But were you interested in steam engines? Can you remember seeing them when you were a boy in the village?
Oh, yes. They used to come down Leeds Hill, the steam, and with the circus things on the back, you know, and they would pull up on the bridge to get water from the beck. And we used to go dash around there when we heard them coming. And then we used to see the steam lorries come round and getting themselves going to get up Leeds Hill, you know, and the car. We used to watch those.
And what did they do? Did they stop before they went up the hill?
No. They got a bit of speed on to get themselves up the hill. They'd come round and get themselves going as fast as they could, you know.
Because Bentleys had steam lorries, I think, didn't they?
The only Bentley's lorries I remember is the petrol ones, after the horses. Right. We used to go and watch the farrier opposite Bentley's breweries. He had a place opposite. Sometimes if we were walking round there, we'd go and watch them.
What were the roads like when you were a lad?
The roads? I can't tell you. They were just roads.
But they didn't have tarmac, did they?
They must have had, because they used to have this, when they were repairing or putting new ash on, new chippings on, they had this tar machine with a fire underneath to get it hot. And the chap used to have these boots on, and he used to have stuff tied round the bottom of his ankles to keep it off his trousers. And they get it hot. Then he used to go and spray with the hot tar. Then they would come and throw the chippings on top. And I remember what caught fire once, and they left it at the top of the croft there to burn out. And the whole lot caught fire, and they just left it.
What do you remember about the bus services? Who ran the buses, and where could you go on the bus?
Well, they had the B&S, the West Riding, and Tommy Bullock's, T. Bullock and Sons, from Wakefield, used to go to Wakefield. But before that, the first buses I knew, someone from Rothwell started running from Rothwell to Swillington and back, and it was three halfpence from Alton to Swillington. And we would save three halfpence, so I'll get three halfpence and ride up and have to all the walk all the way back. Yeah, go on the bus. Newton and Wards, that's the one, Newton and Wards, yeah. That was the first bus.
That was the first bus that came through the village
I knew about. Newton and Wards bus. And then I did my training at Fowler's, and I'd always been interested in printing, you know, and writing and doing. And I saw an advert in the... We used to get the Yorkshire Evening News. I saw an advert in there. And I wrote off, never thinking I would get an answer, but I did, to go and see them. And I went and saw them. They said, right, they'd let me know. Well, they did let me know. And I got the job looking after the linotypes, what they called them. Do you know what the linotypes are? The old linotype machines.
The printing machine.
Before they had them. I got the job of servicing all those for them.
And where was that?
Leeds, the Yorkshire Evening News, Trinity Street, Leeds. I got this job. My father went, well, I didn't go mad, he played war. You've done all your apprenticeship and you're leaving it now, you know, to go there. Well, of course, time went on and I didn't. What annoyed me, well, I got to know, I had to be there Saturday afternoon in case any of them broke down. So I got Wednesday afternoon off when all my pals were at work. Then they closed down and I was made redundant.
But it must have been fascinating working in the printing business
on
a newspaper.
Oh, yes, new to me, you know. As I say, I was given this job of keeping all these linotypes going. I got to know all the men that worked them. I can still remember the keyboard, do you know? ETAOINSHLEOCMFWIPVBGKQJXZFIFFIFFL, something or other.
So you could type as well as the blokes who operated the machines?
This was how I had to remember how they fell down at the back. If one went wrong, you know, as they dropped down, these little things with the letters on.
So did you finish your apprenticeship at Fowler's?
Yes.
So you would be what? You'd be 18 or 19 before you went to...
Oh, I'd be... I'd probably be 20, yes. I'd be 21, wouldn't I? You had to do 7 years.